The 10 Most Read Logistics of Things Stories of 2020. As we approach the end of 2020, we look back at our most popular stories published on Logistics of Things this year. For much of 2020, the news has been locked on the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on economies, businesses and people. Likewise, that has set the tone for many of our stories this year. Between dealing with government lockdown restrictions and the near-complete stop of international air travel, many businesses and manufacturing operations have been forced to stop, or even shut down for good. Despite this, the logistics industry has continued business as usual, albeit with adequate safety measures, to deliver essential goods across borders. Regardless of the country you are in, the pandemic has demonstrated just how globalized and connected the world is. Through our stories, we've assessed the impact of the coronavirus on global trade and freight movements, shared our customers' inspiring growth journeys, and uncovered the latest innovation and sustainability efforts within the logistics industry. As we approach the end of 2020, we looked back on our most read stories that have captured your attention this year. Here's a rundown of the top 10, in reverse order. 10. Quantum computing. The potential of quantum computers has driven an increase in investments to build commercial quantum computers capable of solving complex problems. In the logistics industry, quantum computing is also earmarked as a key trend within the next decade, according to DHL's Logistics Trend Radar. Related articles: quantum computing could transform the logistics industry within the next decade. Quantum computers are still years away from practical application, but it looks set to positively impact industries including logistics. 9. Preparing for the tropical storm season. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, companies still had to prepare and equip their supply chains to cope with the unpredictable storm season. Supply chain risk management software DHL Resilience 360 recommends 6 tips to minimize the impact of disruptions caused by tropical storms. 8. Protecting Madagascar's vanilla. Labor-intensive practices, natural disasters and theft may be taking a toll on Madagascar's vanilla industry, but corporate sustainability initiatives and logistics improvements are helping to secure its future. Related articles: in Madagascar, producing the world's favorite flavor is no plain vanilla. Labor-intensive practices, natural disasters and theft may be taking a toll on Madagascar's highly prized vanilla industry, but help is on the horizon. 7. A Thai eyewear brand's journey to Hollywood. An Instagram post by Kylie Jenner catapulted Thai artisan eyewear company Jida Watt onto the global stage. Since then, founder Jidapa Watt Sotok has stayed true to the brand's quality and identity, choosing to launch only one collection each year. Each pair of Jida Watt eyewear is made of strong yet lightweight titanium, and stands out for its unique and often quirky design. Each pair of Jida Watt eyewear is made of strong yet lightweight titanium, and stands out for its unique and often quirky design. 6. Africa's multimodal corridors. Supply chains within the continent are being transformed by logistics corridors that link coastal countries to the hinterlands, allowing African countries to reap the benefits of the African Continental Free Trade Area. Related articles: 6 logistics corridors that are paving the way for intra-Africa trade. The rise of multimodal corridors in Africa is a massive boost for trade within the continent, allowing countries to reap the benefits of the African continent. 5. Women leaders of DHL. Africa still has some way to go in achieving gender inclusivity at the workplace, but 3 country managers from DHL Global Forwarding are pushing the limits to pave the way for a future generation of women leaders. From left, Veronique Pang, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Cameroon; Shuvai Mugadza, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Zimbabwe; Giselle Bambara, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Burkina Faso. From left, Veronique Pang, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Cameroon; Shuvai Mugadza, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Zimbabwe; Giselle Bambara, country manager, DHL Global Forwarding Burkina Faso. 4. The courier who became CEO. Egidio Monteiro's past experience as a courier and in various operational roles across both express delivery and freight forwarding operations has brought him success in his leadership roles today. Read about his inspirational story here. Egidio Monteiro. Egidio Monteiro, CEO, DHL Global Forwarding Southern Africa. 3. Maintaining global connectedness during a pandemic. The pandemic has made it especially clear how important globalization is for the economic and social immune system. Open, diverse societies will ultimately prove to be more robust in the face of crisis, shares John Pearson, CEO, DHL Express. Related articles. Global connectedness strengthens us. We need more of it, not less. John Pearson, CEO, DHL Express, shares how global connectedness makes the world stable and less vulnerable in the current crisis. 2. Salted egg snacks taking on the world. Salted egg yolk snacks have become a mainstay on many snack shelves in Singapore over the last few years. Now, these savory snacks are going global, thanks to Singaporean gourmet snack maker The Golden Duck. 1. The challenge of delivering vaccines. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the difficulties and the importance of securing stable supply chains for essential medical goods during public health emergencies. The logistics of distributing vaccines, when they are ready, is expected to pose challenges along the supply chain. Related articles. Vaccine logistics, the key challenges for governments and private sector players. Vaccine logistics for COVID-19 will pose challenges that must be jointly addressed by governments and private players urgently.